at the NAFB Trade Talk. I am with the U.S. Grains Council, and I have with me Rick Fruth and Ken Hobby. And Ken, I think you've got sort of a historic moment coming, maybe tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. I'm going to be leaving the council after 33 years of gainful employment and drift off into semi-retirement.
Well, as you do that, what would you say are some of the important things that are going on right now that Grains Council is involved in that we should let people know about?
Well, I think one of them that particularly excites me has been the growth of the international market for distillers' dried grains with solubles, DDGS as we call them. I just got back from a trip to Asia, and I'm just absolutely amazed at the level of uptake of that product by feed manufacturers. They're growing interest in it as a continuing ingredient in their feed mix. And I was particularly pleased to see that China had entered the market and has bought about 250,000 metric tons of DDGs, with the promise that we're going to see 1 million or 1 million plus potentially exported to that market.
Well, I'll tell you, it's certainly been a joy to work with you over the years, and we wish you absolutely the best. Hopefully you'll actually do some relaxing and not be one of these, oh, I'm retired, but now I'm working harder than when I had a job, you know?
Well, thank you, Chuck, and I'll follow that advice and see what happens. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Well, we've got Rick here, and Rick, as chairman, tell me you know, your perspective on, we got this guy leaving, but we got a pretty good one coming in, right?
Well, it's a real bittersweet moment to see Mr. Hobby leave. If there's, you ask me who are the people that I admire most and respect most in the world, Ken Hobby's name is on the list. So I'm glad that he's going to be staying around in a consulting capacity, and I wish him well in his future endeavors. But you're right, we've got a pretty outstanding individual coming on board, and former Undersecretary Tom Doerr, and we're real excited about that and excited about our future.
Well, I've got the opportunity coming up to go on a corn mission to a couple of countries and see firsthand and help document some of what the work is that you're doing to, you know, develop markets in other countries for our grains. How do you think things have been going here in terms of, especially the international marketing right now?
Well, if you look at the, and we take a very long-term view of international markets, and if you look at the last 30 years, the markets in every place but the former Soviet Union and Western Europe have been growing at a phenomenal rate. If you do the calculations, it actually amounts to a compound rate of about 6% per year. But we look at the basics. We look at demand building. We look at capacity building, and we attempt to identify what the obstacles to trade in any individual market are, and we attempt to then execute plans to deal with those obstacles. And you know, that's those are the basics of what we do. And over the long haul, they've been very successful.
Well, looking ahead, what's your outlook for the future for U.S. grain?
Well, we know that the world population continues to grow, that a lot of the population in those developing countries is becoming more affluent and demanding higher quality diets, and the latent demand is there and it's growing, but you can't meet that demand by delivering a pig on the back of a motorcycle. Those agricultures have to evolve and become large-scale commercial-type agricultures, and that's where the council comes in facilitating that development.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing some of your work on the international level firsthand here, really in just a few weeks. So thanks for being with us here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.